Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, do you ever look at a magazine, look at your Facebook, look at whatever, and you kind of just move from one thing to another thing, and they're not really related, but somehow one of them led you to the next one? Well, that's kind of today's topic. I'm calling it From Peas to Pasta, and it kind of takes a circuitous route and a variety of ideas. I was looking at a magazine, my latest food magazine, and there was a little list of things about peas. Peas are of the moment right now. You know how we kind of go from, like, kale was the really big thing, and kale's still good, but there's some other things taking its place. Well, peas have been around for years as a favorite. Well, peas are kind of back in business, but different kind of business other than just eating buttered peas off your plate. Peas have a lot of protein in them. And so finding out that some of the things that they are using peas for is to make a substitute for peanut butter. It's peas butter. And it's a light yellow color, has about the same amount of protein as peanut butter. Another one is milk made with peas. Now, again, lots of protein in there. And so that made me think about, because I'd had been having a discussion with someone else about the kind of milk they were drinking, and they'd been told, well, drink this kind of milk. And I'm going, okay, why do we drink milk? Why are we told to drink milk? Why do we drink milk? Is it just because we have a white liquid to put on our cereal? Or do you really like to drink milk? Or do you think about even what the nutritional value of milk is? It's one of the best. And if it comes from an animal, if you get it from an almond, maybe not so much. So all I'm asking you to do, I'm not going to tell you what kind of milk to drink, but just the next time you go to the store and you're picking out the milk, just take an extra minute. You only have to do this once and compare the labels. Compare the amount of protein you're getting from that milk. Compare the amount of calcium, and that's often the thing that's missing in some of the other milks. They may be higher in protein or high in protein. Flavor, some people really like the almond milk because of the flavor. Also, milk, our regular from cow's milk, has quite a lot of potassium in it. And some people need to add potassium to their diet, so it's a really nice provider there. A biggie is to compare the calories, because sometimes we're told, well, don't drink dairy products because they're high in fat, especially saturated fat. Well, you do have choices there, and some people say, well, I'm really cutting back. I'm drinking 2% milk. Well, actually, whole milk is 3%. And so cutting back to 2% is not much, even 1%, better than not cutting at all, but not so much. You really want to cut the fat value of milk. You need to go to low fat. And I know some people say, oh, I might as well drink water. Well, you don't get the protein and the calcium when you're drinking water. Whatever, make your choice, but just base it on what you want to achieve and make sure you are getting what you want. So I'm not quite sure how that led to the pasta, but in the same magazine, there was a double spread, colored spread, of all kinds of pasta. You know, when you go to the store to buy pasta, and maybe a few people make pasta, make their own noodles, but when you go to the store to buy noodles, do you look at all the different kinds that are there, shapes, sizes? You know, there are pastas that are teeny tiny, look like little stars, right up to those big shells and to lasagna noodles. Those are probably some of the biggest ones. So we have lots of choices in sizes and shapes. Many of them have the same flavor, but of course they're going to take a different amount of time to cook, and they will serve different purposes, I think, in the meal that you're making. So if you are used to just buying elbow macaroni and you have kids in your family, you might like to try something different just to say, hey, try these. A couple of things about cooking and using pasta. First of all, it's recommended to serve it in a heated bowl. If you pour that hot pasta and even with sauce and so on right into a cold bowl, you're taking down the temperature and the flavor pretty fast. When you're cooking pasta, it needs to be in a lot of water. That's one place that the really big pot is a good idea. If you use a whole pound, and I know a lot of times there may be a lot of times when you don't use the whole pound, but for 1 pound of pasta, you need actually 4 to 5 quarts of water. That's, you know, a gallon plus. So that's quite a bit because the pasta needs room to move around. And then I've always been one about not putting salt because, oh, I don't want to add salt to the diet. Actually, the flavor of pasta is improved. If you put in, and it's good to use the coarser salt, the kosher salt, up to a couple tablespoons. That's not going to stay on the pasta. It will help flavor it a bit, but you're not going to get all of that salt in your diet. So that's a good thing to know. When cooking it, of course, how much you cook it really depends on your taste. You know, most of the chefs say al dente, so it's has a little bit of strength left to it. And just recently, I've been hearing a number of people say, that means, if that's the way you're going to cook it, it means a minute less than what it says on the box or the package. When you've cooked it as much as you want to, and you strain it off, just don't, we always used to say, be sure then put it under water and to rinse it. Well, it depends on what you're going to do with it. If you're going to eat it hot with sauce, it's a good idea not to rinse it because it has that little bit of starch which kind of combines with the sauce and helps the sauce stick to it rather than running off the slick pasta. Also, you may want to save just a little bit of that pasta water if you have any of the pasta dish left over, whether it's macaroni and cheese or spaghetti or whatever other pasta dish you're making. And you have it left over and it's kind of tight, you know, it kind of stick together. Well, you can use a little of that pasta water that you saved to loosen it up a little bit, heat it up with a little of the pasta water, and it won't decrease the flavor. So you could save a little pasta water. What if you have used garlic and you have some garlic on your hands? How do you get that smell off? A little bit of salt on your fingers, and then rub them on something stainless steel. You probably have a stainless steel spoon or pan, something in your kitchen. You rub that your hands over that, and the garlic odor should be gone. Now, back to the pasta. Again, back to the shapes and the sizes and the variety. What a great art project. And perhaps as you think back in your childhood or think about working with children, you've done some of those. Many of them are great for stringing. You know, did you ever make a pasta necklace, those little bitty round ones, or even the elbow macaroni? Lots of things you can string, but also could be put together as a collage. Now, most of the pasta is the same color, unless you buy some that has some of those greens, some whole wheat and so on, maybe a little different color. But you could make them really bright color by dyeing them. Pretty easy to dye pasta. Need a plastic bag for each of the colors that you want to use, and just put the pasta in the plastic bag. Add a tablespoon of alcohol. That's going to make that color really a little more brilliant and stick a little better. A tablespoon of rubbing alcohol in with the pasta. Kind of massage that around so it all gets coated with the alcohol. Then add either food coloring or liquid watercolor paint and massage again. And you have all that pasta evenly colored. And then, of course, it has to be laid out on wax paper or some surface to dry before you want anybody using it. But great to make mosaic pictures, you know, glue it down, make mosaic pictures, great for stringing, and the kids will probably come up with a whole lot of other ideas. And if you need more ideas, well, I know most of you know that you can go right to your computer and just put in there, search for art projects with pasta, and you will find tons of ideas. So food is for more uses than one. And I hope you have enjoy using pasta in your meals and pasta for fun. Until next time, here's a thought from Dr. Katarina. I have not seen anyone dying of laughter, but I know millions who are dying because they are not laughing.